Hey there, it's Andre Gardner with your Beatles Minute for the week of March 20th. Well, Michael Dorff's annual Music of Benefit concert at Carnegie Hall was a tribute to Paul McCartney last week, and a star-studded lineup performed a wonderful set list of Beatles and Wings tracks, even Peter Asher doing A World Without Love, which Paul wrote for Peter and Gordon in 64. Artists like Graham Nash, Denny Lane, of course, was there, Nancy Wilson from Heart, Christopher Cross, and Patti Smith, who wowed the crowd with a gorgeous version of She's Leaving Home. Of course, everyone joined together for the evening and performed Hey Jude as the show's closer. You can check out clips. They're all over YouTube. And if I may draw your attention to a fantastic new book, if you're a Paul McCartney fan, oh, this book is amazing. It's by a guy named Luca Perassi, an Italian author who actually wrote a great book about Paul several years ago called Recording Sessions, 1969 to 2013. It was quite revelatory. It had a lot of information that we never knew about. Well, this book takes a deep dive into Paul's entire output from 1970 to 1989. The attention to detail, the interviews with the key players, and the information is mind-boggling. I suggest you check it out. It's called Paul McCartney, Music is Ideas. It's available on Amazon or probably wherever you buy your books. And that is your Beatles Minute for the week of March 20th. Thanks for listening. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.